Now to Tennessee, where Democratic Senate candidate Harold Ford Jr. is in the fight of his life against Republican Bob Corker. If he wins, Ford would become the first African-American senator from the South since Reconstruction. And for more, I'm joined by NPR's Audie Cornish. Welcome.
Thank you, Farai.
So the polls for this race have seesawed. Where do they stand now?
Well, right now, the polls are actually trending towards the Republican candidate, and that's Chattanooga Mayor Bob Corker. He's up almost by an average of 8 points, although a USA Gallup poll today came out that essentially says that the candidates are at a statistical dead heat, which the Ford campaign, Harold Ford Jr., has been making a lot of that particular poll. Most people still think it's just too close to call.
So why don't you contextualize this in Tennessee for us? You know, Tennessee is a place where Al Gore held a Senate seat, but then he couldn't win the state in his 2000 presidential bid. There's been some racially questionable ads about Harold Ford. What is the state like?
Well, Tennessee is a state that is generally sort of swing, but has been trending or leaning Republican over the last 15 years or so. George Bush won here both in 2004 and 2000 by comfy margins, as you've noted. It's a state that's right in the heart of the Bible Belt. It's a place where a lot of the voters I speak to bring up the sort of moral values and the idea of the sort of moral character of a candidate. The idea that candidates should be pro-gun, pro-life, anti-gay marriage. And that's one of the reasons why this race is so close. On some of the hot-button issues, Harold Ford Jr. has stances that are difficult for a Republican to pin down as liberal. Harold Ford is a U.S. congressman, has been for the last 10 years, and he's got votes marking him as being in support of the Patriot Act, of going to war in Iraq, for supporting a ban on gay marriage. So you have a situation here where the Democrat is moderate enough, has enough experience on the campaign trail to really mount a very strong campaign against a very strong Republican candidate who we all expected to have an easier time of it.
And finally, in one of the analyses I saw, Harold Ford is really relying on urban areas to pump up the black vote and push him over the victory line. Do you think that that is how things will play out if he wins? And if he doesn't, what will be, you know, if Corker wins, then what will be his cause of victory?
Well, the fact of the matter is there are just 16% of the vote in Tennessee is made up of black voters. And Harold may come from Memphis, but Memphis is not enough to win this campaign. There are a lot of rural counties where he has to make inroads. There are a lot of independent-leaning counties that are in the suburban areas around a city like, say, Nashville. This is where both candidates have been making so many appearances, because these are the counties where someone who wants to win statewide has to make serious inroads. I think that there has been a little bit of conversation of late about whether there are some white voters in the polls who say they're going to vote for a Democrat, but maybe when they get to the polls are going to change their mind because of Harold Ford's race. This is called nicknamed the Bradley effect, after a 1989 L.A. mayor who was looking good in the polls until the last minute when he lost by, you know, just, I think, 1%. I think his campaign shouldn't be completely characterized by that. I don't think that's what he would want. And I think that he has done very well in his approach. But it's going to be clear that when this race is over, win or lose, there's going to be a lot of conversation about how race played into the final vote.
Audie, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was NPR's Audie Cornish.